views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hey, welcome back to another wonderful week, everybody. But actually, Sky is not in the building right now, just like Elvis. He's not in the building right now because Sky's daughter is getting married tomorrow. So she's got to do all that motherly stuff that mothers do before a big wedding. And I'm sure it's going to be a big fiesta for tomorrow, too. So my wife and I are looking forward to that one. So it's going to be today's going to be a very inspiring, inspirational story. I'm going to have a very special guest on. He just wants to be regarded as Wayne, so we're just going to go by Wayne. And it's just a rags to riches story, and how he turns his life around. So he's going to be on at 5:30. So you're going to want to listen to that. It'll be on from 5:30 to 6:30. Just to let everybody know, I am going to be at Compass Massage in Ocean City November 4th. I'm going to be doing readings out there. That's 8th Street in Ocean City, New Jersey. I'll be there from 12 to 7. And then November 5th, I'm going to be at Ocean County College in Toms River. So if anybody wants to come and see me out there, or if you want a private reading for yourself where you come to Woodbridge, where my home office is, or if you want just a phone reading or have an Artie party, just give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02, and I'll be more than happy to set you up. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and it always is. My last outings out there, it was a full house, so it was pretty good. And I just feel so blessed. I literally thank God every day, and I'm not just saying that. I literally thank God every day for just blessing me with such miracles to be able to do what I do, and for my visions, and I ask God and I thank God for helping me see life and to be able to communicate to the spiritual world and to get answers through his eyes and through his feelings, or hers, however you want to refer to God. And I do say my prayers every day, and I ask for protection, and I ask for my own personal gains too, because I am shooting for my own TV show within time, and I'm assuming it's going to happen sooner than later, and I don't hope for it to happen. I know it is going to happen. I'm doing things to make things happen. And to make your dreams happen, you have to be proactive to make whatever it is you want to happen. You can't just say it and then just hope for it to happen or expect it to happen without you really being proactive. It's really, really important for you to be proactive at doing something positive each day, that's going to relate to whatever it is that you want to accomplish. Excuse me. It doesn't have to be about, just being successful. It could be, about business. It could be about, your personal life. It could be about your love life. It could be, for other people's sake besides just your sake. But you know what? I've been with all the people that I've been reading lately, it seems like the trend is that, especially with women, they have a habit of taking care of everyone else's needs above theirs. And, you know, while you are busting your ass on behalf of everybody else's, you know, on behalf of everyone else's needs, it's just as important for you to take care of yourself. And it's very important for everybody to take care of themselves when you are, you know, going after what you want in life. And, you know, a lot of people, for whatever reason, feel guilty about when they have time off to do things for themselves or to take care of themselves. Or if they have open time on their hands, I feel like I should be doing something. I could be cleaning the house. I could be, you know, catching up on work. But you could also be relaxing. You could also rejuvenate. You could also go to the movies, go to the park, go to wherever. Actually, today, which is very interesting, because today I went to the movies before the radio show. And I saw this movie called Addicted. And it was very interesting how, you know, to see things through somebody else's eyes when they have an addiction. And even though not only are they hurting themselves, but they're also hurting, you know, other people and their addictions. And yet, there, you know, these a lot of people can't control their addictions and they really do need help. And, you know, it's very frustrating to deal with somebody when they're always lying or cheating or stealing or whatever it is. But, you know, addictions are it's a sickness. It really is. It's a sickness. And it could be sexual addiction, which is what that movie was about. It's about somebody who had a sexual addiction, you know, and it was just a very interesting movie. And I do recommend it. You know, it's a deep movie. And, you know, again, you look into the eyes of the person who is going through their addictions. And there's a reason why people go through their addictions. And it's not just about sex. It's also about people who are addicted to, you know, whether it be, you know, alcohol or drugs, but their addictions. And, you know, a lot of people end up expressing their addictions because they have a lot of pain in them, you know, and so they do things that will, you know, block out their emotional pain to the reality of life. And so that's why they go to drugs or gambling or alcohol or sex or whatever the addiction is. But, you know, they do that to thirst their quench in the moment and or to quench their thirst. I said thirst or quench. Hello. So another one of Artie's phrases. No, but it's just interesting that, you know, many lives have been destroyed because of addictions. And, you know, it takes a lot of forgiveness. There's a big healing process. And when you're going through this healing process, it's hard on everybody, but yet there's a lesson in it. There is a reason why people go through what they go through, and that's their karma with God. It's also your karma with God if you're the one that's dealing with addictions or dealing with somebody who has addictions. Now, I believe that everyone deserves a chance when they are trying to actually do something about it to try to make themselves feel better. If somebody is being very negative, or they're not acknowledging their addiction, or they think everyone else has the problem and you're the crazy one, or everyone else is the crazy one, when you're dealing with somebody like that and they're not willing to heal at this moment, then unfortunately, however you want to look at it, it's your obligation to back away from somebody and let them go on their crash course. But you have to protect yourself. It's very important that you protect yourself so that you are not harmed by the person who is going through these addictions. I was going to say withdrawals, but withdrawals is when somebody is going through pains or problems by trying to get off their addiction. So you have to really, again, protect yourself, even from your closest family members, your closest friends and your family members. You know, these are the people who could hurt you most, you know. And I know there's a lot of you out there who have been taken advantage of by your family or closest friends or who you thought were your friends because they were stealing from you or they were lying to you or they were cheating on you about something. And it's hard. And, you know, when you could, you know, see somebody going through that, you know, by you offering your compassion and your help, and if they're willing to take it, then, you know, they're worth the effort. But if they're still stuck in their realm of thinking in the negative sense, then you want to know something? As much as you'd love to help that person, foremost, you have to protect yourself and watch out for yourself. And our guest, Wayne, today, he's gone through all those type of things, and he has overcome his lower way of thinking and lower way of living. And he literally turned his life around from, you know, down in the dumps, which you're going to hear his story, you know, to making it comfortable. And it does, nothing happens overnight, but it takes, you know, a dedication. It takes a belief in God, and it takes faith. And perseverance, you know, nothing is accomplished overnight. And there's a lot of people who you really, really love, who you need to learn to forgive, because, you know, it's also their background, you know, from growing up. If they didn't have a healthy background growing up, and they didn't have the love or the attention or the resources to learn about love or to learn about life, it's very, very difficult, you know, to live a quality life when you didn't have much to work with, you know. But and we'll get more to that in just a bit, because we're going to be going to a break now. So I want you to check out ArtieHoffman.com. You'll see what's going on in my world, ArtieHoffman.com. And so myself, Artie, Art, and Arthur, Mr. Hoffman, all of us, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
If you look on the back of a GLaOS dressing label, you'll see, one taste and you're hooked for life. And you know what? That's the truth. I love this stuff. Try mixing the Caesar dressing with broccoli and sunflower seeds for a simple and delicious salad. Visit GLaOSCafe.com and order your dressings online. That's GLaOSCafe.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Artie Hoffman, and Sky is not with me today only because her daughter is getting married tomorrow, and like I said, she's got to do that motherly stuff, you know, that stuff. So I get a call 2 o'clock in the morning from one of my friends, and he says, I said, what are you calling me up this early for? He said, I got to tell you something. I go, what's that? He goes, I have an alcohol problem. I go, really? I said, I didn't even know. I go, what's your issue? What's the deal? He goes, the liquor store is closed. He goes, I have a problem. I said, you're a crazy ass. So that was funny in the moment. So, but any case, I was just joking around with that. And then, you know, then there's a lot of people where, you know, they tend to be the life of the party, you know, when they're drunk or when they're high or whatever. And, you know, a lot of people are known to be, oh, he's very happy-go-lucky. And a lot of people don't understand the problems behind the scenes when somebody is really hurting inside, because some people are just good at masking it. And like I said, either they could be high or they're drunk or a little buzzed or whatever the case is. And, you know, and they're usually known to be very uppity, you know, very, you know, good-willed. But these people are also very, very moody, because when they're not in that happy-go-lucky mood, the chemistry in their brain, the chemicals in their brain switch. And it creates people to be very arrogant or very angry. You know, you have your happy drunks and your angry drunks, and everyone is different how they respond, you know. And like I said, a lot of people just mask themselves with these addictions. And these are the people who are deathly afraid of love and intimacy, because it's such a powerful emotion that they don't know how to deal with it. And so a lot of times we choose to hang out with people who have these problems, and they're trying to make them better. You know, you're trying to send common sense into them, and it's so far beyond their capacity in the moment. It's like, either you have to do one of three things. Either A, you accept them for who they are. B, you do something about it. Or C, you leave and don't allow their energy to become a part of your life so that they'll take you down as well. But just to sit there and do nothing about it and bitch about it every single day, like all of a sudden, you know, people become comfortable with being uncomfortable and just living with the circumstances rather than taking a bold stand. And it really is. It's very important to do something about it. It really is. And, you know, you're going to improve your life. You're going to improve your family life, who's ever involved in it. You're going to improve their life. And sometimes people need to learn what they have when you're no longer there, when they lose everything, then they finally get it. And, you know, and then after they lose everything, finally, that's the time when all of a sudden they call to God and say, God, I need help. You know, and God says to these people, well, you know, you didn't have to turn to me at this point to know that I was always with you. I was with you even when you had everything. But unfortunately, because, you know, the ego sense, the lower dark side of yourself was taking over your soul. And we know what's right. We know what's right and wrong. It's just that our addictions and our ego needs to be fed in that moment to make us satisfied in the moment. And a lot of people keep on going for instant gratification rather than what's the right thing to do in the long run. And, you know, it's a shame that so many people's lives have to be taken down until the healing process begins. But the blessing of everything is if you could take this negative and turn it into a positive and learn from whether it be your mistake or other people's mistakes and grow and learn from it. And, you know, I'm the type of person, you know, I grew up with a father who had a very difficult personality. And it was very hard to live with my father for my brothers and especially my mother. And he caused so much pain in our life that this is why I am the way with the public. He caused so much pain and I saw everybody else's pain from my father's actions or words. It's like, there's no way I want to be like that. And thank God I had a mother who was very, you know, nurturing and loving and filled with a great sense of humor. And actually, my father did also have a pretty decent sense of humor at times. It was annoying at times, but he still had a sense of humor, as the rest of my family did. So having a sense of humor definitely helps you get through some really hard times. You know, and it's interesting because there's a country song. And it's something like, you know, she was wonderful until the alcohol wore off, you know. Actually, I don't know if that was the part of the drunk singing, like she was wonderful until the alcohol wore off in him, or she was a lot of fun until the alcohol wore off, meaning, you know, as soon as the alcohol wore off on her, she stopped being fun and then she became depressed or, you know, disturbing. But you know, we have control of our life. All right. And you have choice of what you choose to want, how to deal with a situation. You know, we're locked under situations. It's true where, you know, we don't have a choice as far as we can't just up and leave our loved ones who are in vulnerable positions, whether it be young kids or disabled people or whatever the situation might be because of finances, whatever it is. But you do have a choice on how you choose to live with integrity or within the quality of your life and how you choose to perceive the situation, how you choose to deal with it. That's free will. That is free will. Now, certain things are predestined. Other things happen by, you know, our cause and action, you know, by our moves in life, which gives us what comes to us. But what we do have control over is our own integrity and how we perceive things. Are you going to perceive yourself as a victim or are you going to perceive yourself as the victor? And when I have my wonderful friend and good guest Wayne on, you're going to hear a tremendous story. Very proud of him. Hopefully you're listening now, Wayne, and very proud of you, dude. So, but it will be interesting. Right now, we have a wonderful person online, and her name is Rhonda. Hey, Rhonda, how are you?
Hi.
What's cooking?
How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you. What can I do for Rhonda? Do you have a story to share, or did you want a reading? Like, what can I do you for?
A reading.
Okay. And in what direction?
Where my life is going.
Okay, hold on a second.
Passed.
Rhonda, she wants to know where her life is going. All righty. Mm-hmm. Oh, you want something? I'm looking at the angel cards right now. Forgiveness and intention, integrity. Wow. You want to know something? Have you been stuck as far as, have you been feeling like you've been having to live a way of life that you don't like to live it because of people and circumstances that are outside of your control?
Yes.
And you feel totally stuck?
Yes.
Like you're not really living, you haven't really been able to live your life in the way that you wanted to live it. And it's always because of the responsibilities. It's always because of the responsibilities that you've been having to deal with that you felt hasn't really allowed you to do what you want to do, but you really haven't given yourself enough credit as far as, you know, passing the limit. You know, you haven't given yourself enough credit as far as, you know, pushing the limit, I mean, and going past your boundaries and trying new things. You always felt like you had to be the good person and live according to everyone else's expectations. And you really haven't pushed yourself. You've only done only so much in life as far as your own expectations. Am I making sense to you?
Yes, you are.
Okay. So it's like, where is it that you, where you want to go in life, what you want to do with your life? Huh? Right now, it's like you really haven't planned anything for your life, have you?
No.
You haven't really set out any goals or anything. You're just basically living day to day is what I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay. I'm gonna tell you what the angels are showing me right now. We only have less than 2 minutes. But what the angels are showing me right now, I want you to be able to go to a store or go to a place that makes you happy and see if you can't get a job there.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now I feel like you're not living life even close to where how you want to live it. So if you love music, get a job at a music store. If you love kids, get a job at a nursery school or to preschool. But you have to be proactive to do something to put yourself in the element that's going to fulfill your heart. And what I'm getting is that you really haven't been doing much, and that's the problem. See, I look at dreams as an island. And if you don't create the island within your mind for you to swim to go to, then you're just swimming in nowhere's land. And that's a problem.
Right.
But the atmosphere that you absolutely love, that makes you really happy inside, you need to start hanging out in that atmosphere so that you can get a job there, or at least you could personally start fulfilling yourself. But you haven't been doing enough for yourself, and that's what I'm getting. And if I were you, I would take a bubble bath, a nice warm bubble bath tonight, and listen to music and burn the candles and allow yourself to go in La La Land. But unfortunately, we have to go to a break right now.
Okay.
It was a pleasure speaking with you.
It's a pleasure speaking to you. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Rhonda. I just want to give everybody also a heads up. You know, a lot of people say they want to love life, but yet all they do is go from work to home, or stay at home, or just stay at home and work and stay with the kids, and that's it. Well, you need to open yourself up for the opportunity and the possibilities to even happen if you want to meet somebody. They're not just going to fall in your lap, unless if you're lucky and you have a very handsome or good-looking pizza delivery person. So, any case, so stick around, everybody. I have a special guest coming for you that's going to blow you out of the water. His name is Wayne. I'm Artie Hoffman. Check out ArtieHoffman.com. So stick around, everybody. We're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Now somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day his woman ran off with another guy, hitting young Rocky in the eye.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844-B-INTUIT or RUINTUIT.com.
Lynn was very accurate, and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Artie Hoffman. My partner Sky is off for today only because her daughter is getting married tomorrow. Her fourth and final kid is getting married. And I'm very excited for her. And right now, we have a very special guest on, and his name is Wayne. How you doing, Wayne?
Good, Artie. How are you tonight?
I'm doing awesome. I'm doing really good. I was looking forward to having you on my show for a while. I don't know what took me so long. And I'm very inspired by your life and by your story. And, you know, how I got to meet Wayne is that I was doing readings at Compass Massage in Ocean City, and his wife Andrea came to visit with me. And I was telling her things that I guess came true. So she was like a little, right? And she was like a little impressed. So she told her husband, Wayne, which is who we're with right now. And so Wayne and his wife, Andrea, have been having me things there. And so I've been going there now for the last year, year and a half, 12 years, something like that. But no, over the last year, year and a half. And, you know, I've got to know them more. And, you know, Wayne's told me his story. And I just said, you know what? My audience would love to listen to your story. This is a fellow who has been as low and as down as you could be, and now he's living the American dream. And again, Wayne, thank you very, very much for coming on.
No problem, Marty.
So go ahead. Tell us. So you were born into a Jewish family like myself, correct?
Yes, I was born into a Jewish family, and I was raised in a upper middle class family, and my parents always did things with me. My father took me to museums, and, you know, I'm from Philadelphia originally, and I moved down to Jersey. And, you know, I had a really good childhood, and everybody was always there for me. And
what made everything turn around? What made everything all of a sudden turn around when you had everything, you know, when you seemed to have life by the balls?
I'm going to get to it. So I guess, you know, it was just 80s, you know, and I graduated high school in 86, you know, and my brother was smoking pot one day, you know, and I was like probably 12 years old, and he made me smoke pot with him, so I didn't tell him they were smoking pot in the house. And so I started smoking pot, and it was like, everybody said it's a gateway thing, you know. So I'll go through like a little bit, like I'm in a 12-step recovery program. Say I'm a recovering addict and I have 11 years clean. And marijuana led to other things. So in, I guess, 89, I went into a rehab. I was doing a lot of pills and stuff and moved.
Now, was you, hold on. Was your brother doing this with you? You said you started, you know, escalating. Was your brother escalating with you?
No, he just started smoking pot and eating Quaaludes and things like that. The things of the times back then, you know?
Right, right.
And I just got heavier into it, you know? And after I got out of the rehab, I came down the shore and I went into a 12-step program, you know, and I think that's the only way to get clean off of drugs, you know? And, but I didn't, I was 20 years old, you know, and I never was in a bar and I wasn't like the rest of the people in there. They all did a lot of heavy drugs and all that stuff. So I didn't think, felt like I fit in, you know?
Right.
And, next thing you know, I was shooting dope and, you know, just robbing and led me to homelessness, you know? And I
hold on a second. Wayne, let me ask you something.
Yeah,
what triggered you to want to do more? All right, so it started off with some pot, you know, and then you said, you know, then it turned into one drug. Like, was it the addiction of, was it the extreme of wanting to get high? Were you trying to escape from somebody or something? Like, what propelled you to want to do more or take more? Was it just emotional? Like, what was it? And how was your family responding to you? Did they see the changes in you?
Well, they had a lot of denial. You know, I can't say that there was nothing bad that happened to me. It just made me feel good, you
right.
know, and it took me out of myself, you know, and I just felt good. I didn't do well in school, and it just made me feel good, and I was accepted with these kids, you know. I just started getting high, you know, and the next
right.
thing you know, I started doing heroin, and it just took me to places that made me do things that I just never thought I would do.
Uh-huh.
You know?
What, you're talking about, like, stealing
homeless.
And stuff like that?
Stealing and robbing. Took me to prison, you know. I was in prison for a while. And, you know, and then I came out and I got clean. And I beat all the odds.
Well, let me ask you something, because I want to break this down. Now, when you said that, you know, you became homeless and stuff, coming from a good background and stuff like that, you know, what allowed you, what your parents got tired of the way you were acting or being?
They
kicked you out of the house?
Absolutely. Now, well, see, when I came and moved down here, my parents were already divorced, and my father moved, and my mother... I came down here and stayed with her, but she was remarried. And, of course, I jumped through a lot of that stuff. I didn't say all that stuff, but that wasn't the cause of me doing drugs. You know, I don't believe that, you know. So then I lived on my own. I moved out with my mother and stepfather because I really didn't get along with him, you know. And it wasn't the spot for me, so I moved out. And I turned 21 and went to the bars and started drinking. Next thing you know, I was eating pills, and next thing you know, I was shooting dope.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, and then they were done with me at that point, you know. So,
so you were stealing from your parents and stuff like that, or besides from other people?
Well, I guess that starts when you're, yes. We could say yes to that.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm not putting you on the witness stand. I'm just... you know,
I know. I just didn't know how to.
The trial is already over.
To explain to people, you know, like in the end, I had like a $200 a day heroin habit, and I was taking methadone, and I was eating pills, Xanax on the methadone, and I would not take the methadone, so I would get high on the dope, and I was just a mess, you know. And the only thing, and I was in probably 38 rehabs. So many detoxes, and the only thing that would ever get me clean would be jail, you know.
Wow.
And And, you know,
how long were you in jail for, the first time and the second time, the third time, whatever? I don't know how many times you're in jail. So how many times, for how long were you in jail? And what did you go to jail for? Was it for the action of pot or having drugs on you? Or was it for breaking and entering?
No.
What was you in jail for?
I did a 6 out of 3 for a burglary. And there was a few burglaries, you know, and it led up to that, you know, and then somebody, an old timer in prison said to me, you know, what has to happen to you to stop getting high? You're a talented kid, you know, you're young and you have your whole life ahead of you, you know, and they always said when the pain gets great enough, you'll stop, you know, but I always knew in the back of my head, you know, you have that voice already, like there's something better for you, you know, like I always knew, like when I was done this, I had something better that was going to happen, you know.
Right,
like
then, what was
I wasn't, you know, there was something better for me.
Yeah, no, I understand. Hold on a sec. Hey, Wayne, I apologize.
Sure.
I need for you to hold on because we're going to go to a commercial break. All right, everybody.
Sure.
I have my special guest, Wayne, on right now. And you're with Artie Hoffman with Angels and Answers. And so stick around because you're going to hear the rest of the story from rags to riches. So stick around, everybody. We're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
And Answer Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyance Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
All right. right. Welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie Hoffman, Angels and Answers. Sky is taking a little sabbatical right now. And so she's getting prepared for her daughter's wedding tomorrow, which is really cool. I'm very happy for her and her family. And so right now I am with my wonderful friend and special guest, Wayne. And, you know, and Wayne, so you're saying as far as, you know, you're in and out of jail, and you said that, you know, other people were able to see, you know, this special person with inside you. And was it really hard for you to see the good person with inside you, or did you feel you were a good person and you just had this issue, or you couldn't see the good within you?
Well, I always knew that I was destined for something else. I just couldn't kick the drug addiction, you know.
Was it more physical or emotional? Was it more physical or emotional?
I guess it was physical. You know, you start doing heroin; it's a very physical thing. You know, but when I would go to jail, I would get clean. You know, and I was the last time I was away. An old timer said to me, "You know, you're a good kid. Like, what's it going to take for you to stop? You're wasting your life. You're going to end up in prison for the rest of your life like I am, you know, and that, you know, something clicked at that point. You know, I did come home from prison at that point, and I relapsed and went back to jail, and I was supposed to go away for a while. You know, I signed for I had a burglary, and people came home, and I signed for a five-flat prison bid, and you know, the judge said to me, like, I'm going to give you a break today. I almost said my last name. Judge, yeah. Said, I'm going to give you a break today, and I'm going to let you stay home and give you probation. But if you come in front of me again, I'm going to impose a sentence on you. Nobody ever took a shot on me. You know what I mean? And the last time I relapsed, I went to the doctor, and they gave me cough medicine. I had codeine in it, and the next thing you know, I was shooting dope, you know. So now, at this time in my life, you know, I'm 11 years clean. I went in for a hernia operation. I wouldn't even take, I took Motrin, you know what I mean, Artie? They gave me stitches, I took Motrin. I dislocated my shoulder 8 months ago or whatever, nothing, some Tylenol. I won't take any. If I go to the doctor and I have a cough or a cold, I won't take any medication. I'll take an antibiotic. It's life and death to me now, you know, because I just always knew there was something better for me than that way of life. I just could not stop using. You know, that's why I say I went to a 12-step program like AA. That gave me the tools to stop, to get away from drugs. You know, like I used to wake up in the morning and say, where am I going to get a bag of dope? Now I wake up in the morning and I say, where am I going to get a bagel at? What am I going to have for breakfast today? That was never a thought for me before, you know, and
well, let me ask you something. How long were you homeless for, and about how many years were you in jail altogether? When I say homeless, how long were you out in the streets? And then when the judge said, I'll send you back home, where was home? Was home back at home, home with your parents?
Home. I was homeless for about a year. I lived on Market Street in Philadelphia. I would go to the Mission to shower and sometimes get a meal and stuff, you know, running through the streets of Philadelphia. When last time I was living in a recovery house, you know, when I got released from the county jail, the rabbi actually paid my bail, and I went to live at a recovery house, and then I was going back and forth to court, and that's when the judge said, I'm going to let you stay home, and I went to stay back at the recovery house, you know, because I was doing the right thing, you know, and when you do the right things, good things happen, you know, it's karma. You know,
so what is it? You said the rabbi. Now, how did you get a rabbi to come out? I mean, was he personal friends of the family, or did you have a discussion with him before? Like,
no,
how did
the
you
rabbi,
become friends with a rabbi?
The rabbi, when I was away, there was away in prison, there was like three Jews down in prison, you know, and the rabbi would come to prison to see us, You know, it was incredible. And he took a liking to me. And when I got out, I contacted him. And they helped me tremendously. You know, they bought me a truck. They got me tools. But then I relapsed. But then the last time, you know, I didn't. You know, and I've been clean ever since. And they kind of, like, got me a truck. And they got me tools. And the next thing you know, like...
Who's they? You said they got...
Where we stand today, you know. I'm building beachfront homes.
Wait,
I think so.
Yeah, but let me ask you, I know you're skipping through a lot of parts, but when you said they got you a bunch of tools and stuff, who is they?
The congregation. Like,
really?
They give the rabbi money to make mitzvahs, you know what I mean?
So, wow.
Then the rabbi bought me tools, and they gave me the synagogue van.
You want to know something? There's a show. Oh, what the hell's the name of the movie? It's by Hallmark. What the hell's the name of it? I gotta try to get a hold of it.
To this day, I still go build the sukkah every year for the rabbi, you know, with my guys. And now I'm at a point where, like, I can order the wood and pay for the wood for the sukkah, you know, for the year. And, you know, sometimes it bothers me, like, But I go and I
do it because
it's the right thing to do. You know what I mean?
What bothers you?
And I
Wayne, what bothers you?
Sometimes I get self-centered and I say, well, they have 13 boys. Why can't they build the sukkah? You know, that's just the self-centeredness of the disease of addiction, you know? But I go and I do it. And after I do it, I feel so blessed and I'm happy that I did it.
Yeah, it's like your payback. Well, you know, it's an easy
person. I know, but Artie, sometimes you just, I'm not perfect. I'm still a human being, you know what I mean? come on. It's that time of the year, you know what I mean? So.
Yes. No, it's funny. I could imagine, you know, the judge giving you, you know, if the judge was Jewish, listen, I should be giving you 5 years, but you want to know something? I'll make a deal with you. We'll make it 2 years. You know what? Forget about the 2 years. I'll tell you what. I'm not even going to send you to jail. I'm going to give you a break. All right, just go. Do the right thing. Get out of here. All right?
No, he was not Jewish. And, sometimes I see him and I thank him, you know, for the break, you know, like I know that I'm like a one in a million thing, you know, like I came from the depths of hell, you know.
When you say you see him, are you talking about the judge or the rabbi?
Oh, the judge. I see the judge in town sometimes.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, and they look at me like I'm crazy. Like one time I saw a judge that sent me away for like 30 days. And I said to him, you know, I saw him and I said, thank you for doing that for me. I really needed that. He looked at me like I was crazy. You know what I mean? He saved my life, you know, because I couldn't stop using on my own, Artie. You know, rehabs never did it for me.
Wow. Wow. So what was the actual, we're going to go to break in about a minute, Wayne, but what was the actual epiphany, turning point that said, I'm not going to do it this time. Like this was the final time. What was it? Was it, that fella in jail? Was it the judge? Was it the rabbi? Like, what was it that said, I'm not going to do this anymore?
I believe that God reached down from heavens and touched me. That's what I believe, Artie. And so be it. You know what I mean? They call it divine intervention.
Effort,
you know? What's that?
So it was everybody's effort then. It was everybody's effort.
Well, you know,
and the rabbi. Hey, Wayne, hold that thought. Wayne, got to hold that thought, buddy, because we got to go to a commercial break. All right, everybody.
Sure.
With Artie Hoffman and Angels and Answers, and I'm with my special guest and friend, Wayne, and we're going to talk more about his, upcoming and his rags-to-riches story, and he's an amazing guy with an amazing story, an amazing life, and he's very blessed, and we wish all the same for you, everyone who's listening, you know, and it's not without God's help and the angels' help that, you know, miracles happen. So stick around, everybody, because Artie and Wayne, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
If you look on the back of a GLaOS dressing label, you'll see one taste and you're hooked for life. And you know what? That's the truth. I love this stuff. Try mixing the Caesar dressing with broccoli and sunflower seeds for a simple and delicious salad. Visit GLaOSCafe.com and order your dressings online. That's GLaOSCafe.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyofAngels.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844-B-INTUIT. Or RUINTUIT.com.
Lynn was very accurate, and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.